Bava Metzia, Yerushalmi, corresponding to Bava Metzia Bavli, Daf Ayin Aleph and Ayin Beis. We begin in the Yerushalmi on Daf Chof Gimel Amad Aleph at the Mishnah. The Mishnah teaches, Ein poiskim ala peiros ad sheyetzei hashar. One shouldn't fix a price and pay a seller for produce he's going to receive later until the price of the produce has been already established. And if he would do this, then the price of the produce would then be above the price he paid. He's thereby earned money by paying early. Hayu tchila lekoitzim, poisikim al agodish, val avat, shal anovim, val matan chozesim, val beitzim, shal yotze, val asid, mishayishka, kivshonoi. If he housed it first, he can fix a price for a stack, for grape juice in the collection tank of a grape press, for the oil in the collection tank of an oil press, for lumps of mud which he used to make pots, and for lime after it was set in the oven. Poisikim al azevel, kol yimei sashona, and he may fix a price for fertilizer throughout the year, even in the winter. Rabbi Yosi Omer ein poisekim moi al hazevel ad shei lo zevel ba'ashpois bechachomim matirim. Rabbi Yosi says he can't fix the price of fertilizer until it's in the compost heaps, whereas the chachomim permit it. Poisek imoi kashah hagavoya. He may fix the price of them according to the highest price, meaning to receive the smallest amount of produce for that price. Rabbi Yoda Omer Yudha says, even without fixing a price, a buyer can say, give me for the lower price or give me my money. A person can lend his sharecropper wheat for wheat when it's for sowing rather than for eating. Malve arisav chitim beyoker behuzlu oy bezol vaykiru v'noite mehen kashas azol lo shalachakein el shirat lachmir al atzmoi. Because Rabbi Gamliel would lend his sharecropper's wheat at the higher price, even though it later decreased, and the lower price, even though it later increased, and he would be repaid by them at the lower price. And this is not the strict letter of the law, but he wished to be stringent upon himself. And the Gemara says, Ma'u lefsik b'shah shel siruki. The question is, the Mishnah taught that one shouldn't fix a price and pay a seller until the price of the produce has already been established. Is it permitted to fix the price for a loan based on the pricing of an Arab market that's not an official market price? Rabbi Yochanan Omer poiskim, Rish Lakish Omer ein poiskim. Rabbi Yochanan says it's permitted, and Rish Lakish says it's not permitted to fix the price. Rebun Bachia bar Koimi Rabbi Zera, Le Mistava Jodi Rish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan Beshah Siruki Shosipoirin Sheena Poisekes. The question Rabbi Abun Bachia asked Rabbi Zera is, isn't it logical to say that Rish Lakish would agree with Rabbi Yochanan that it would be permitted to fix the price based on the marketplace of Tzipoirin, which is different from other markets because its prices do not drop, rather they continue for a long period of time? Amir Abun Bar Kahana, the Gemara asked the question, Vatema Ana Heich. Eich rabbanan pligi ben poisik lepeiros, ben poisik lemois, ben malve lepeiros. And here's a number of different explanations of the Mefarshim. The following we're going to suggest. I'm astonished that Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan didn't differentiate between when, first of all, the buyer gave money and the seller told him that he would give him the fruit at a certain time according to its price at that time. A second case, the buyer took the fruit and told the seller that he would later pay the seller according to the price at that time, which is more similar to ribis. And the third case, the fruit owner lent the fruit on condition to be returned other fruit. Do we say that only in this third case, Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan would disagree about fixing the price according to the Arab market, but lending money to be paid back fruit, which is like a regular case of a loan, perhaps Rabbi Yochanan would agree that the Arab market price is not considered the official price? Rabbi Yirmiyah said they disagree over a loan, but if he borrowed fruit to be paid back with money, all agree that it will be prohibited. Rabbi Yossi says they disagree over fruit that is to be paid back with money, but if he's lending for a loan, all agree that it's permitted. A student of Rav Yanai's Beis Medrash says, once the crops have grown to a height that they could be used as animal fodder, then it's permitted to fix the price. Rav Yosi ben Chanina oimer af al chalois dvash, and Rav Yosi ben Chanina adds, even when the honey is still in honeycombs, one can fix the price. Rav Yochanan oimer kol ha'yorois hasmuchos l'Tiveria, ken jayotz ha'shash ha'Tiveria poiskin. Rav Yochanan says, all of the towns around Tiveria can fix the price as soon as the price is established in Tiveria.